This Beyblade has 6 modes. But this one has 48 modes. This is Zest Achilles. And this driver right here has 4 modes on its own. Look at this. This is called Quattro. That means it has 4 different modes, as you can see right here by the symbols. This is resistance. This is attack, pure rubber. This is defense, it has a free spinning metal ball. And this is my favorite, which is balance. A plastic tip in the middle and rubber on the outside. That means when the Beyblade is straight, the plastic tip will touch the stadium. But when the Beyblade tilts, the rubber will touch, making the Beyblade much more aggressive. So, let's test each mode. Let's start with resistance. In this mode, it will stay in the middle. Pure resistance. Now, for the second mode, let's try attack. Well, it moves wildly. Okay. And for the next mode, let's go with defense. Well, it moves a little bit more than resistance, and it can do really good counterattacks. If a Beyblade touches it. Well, that's defense. Now, for my favorite mode, which is balance. There are 2 ways you can launch this. First, with the Beyblade straight. And with the Beyblade tilted. Let's see the 2 modes. First, I'll launch it straight. See? It doesn't even move, just like a resistance tape. Now, I will tilt the launcher. See how aggressive it is? Because the rubber is touching the stadium. See, the white part right here is rubber. Pure physics, and that's awesome. Now, I said this has 48 modes, but I've only shown 4. That's because of the layer. This is the Zest Achilles layer, and it's made out of a lot of parts. Let's disassemble it first. This is the Achilles DB core. And this is the blade, the Zest blade. This piece right here, you call the sword. And this is the Zest blade. So, I can put the sword here, as it was before. Or, I can put it down the blade, like this. In this first mode, it is called sword mode. But when I put it down, it is called shield mode. And let's assemble it again in shield mode. This is the four armor. See, now it is in shield mode. But you can also don't use this piece right here and still assemble the Beyblade like this. This is called speed mode. It is very light, doesn't really work very well, but it is a third option. So, these are the 3 options with this piece. But there is more. Look at this. This piece can also dual spin. That means this right here is in right spin. But if I turn the blade like this, it is now in left spin. Let me show you guys. But first, I need to change the DB core to left spin. As you can see right here, it is pointing to the R right here. Can you see? R from right. And I have to change it to the L right here. L from left. So, I need this piece right here to change this. I put it here and I turn it like this. Now, it is pointing to the L. And let's get the blade. We put it like this and boom. Now it is a left spin Beyblade. But this is in speed mode. But let's put it in sword mode. This is sword mode, left spin. And it also works with the shield mode in left spin. If I put the sword down, put the armor here, and the Achilles DB core. Now it's left spin, shield mode. But there is also more. Now I have presented two more options. This was four options. The shield, speed, and sword were three more options, and the right and left spin were two more options. Now, there is one more thing. Every Dynamite Battle Bay has a high and low mode. What I mean by that is that I can put this DB core right here as it was before in this mode, or I can change it its place with the armor like this. I get the armor, I put it above the blade, and I put the DB core below it. Now this is in high mode. And when I got the disc, it will be this really big gap right here. Can you see? Well, high mode is only useful in very rare occasions. I do not recommend you guys to use it. But these are the other two modes that I wanted to show you guys. So, we have two modes for high and low. That makes two. We have three modes for the sword piece, that is sword, shield, and speed. That's more three modes. And we have right spin and left spin. That is more two modes. And we have four modes for the tip, the driver. Four. So let's multiply all these numbers. That makes 48 modes. This thing is a beast. A pure engineering masterpiece. What do you think of Zest Achilles, and which one is your favorite Achilles? I have a lot more Achilles to show you guys, but for later videos. So comment, let me know, and don't forget to follow me for more. See you guys soon.